Welcome to Covenant Presbyterian Church in West Des Moines, Iowa. During the coronavirus pandemic, we are worshiping exclusively online. This is a recording of our service. Thank you for joining us. Good morning and welcome to Worship with Covenant Presbyterian Church on this first Sunday after Pentecost. We are grateful that you are continuing to join us as we worship together online. A reminder that we will continue worshiping exclusively online for the foreseeable future. Today we are sharing the sacrament of the Lord's Supper during worship. To participate right where you are, you just need a small piece of bread and a small cup of juice or wine. It does not have to be a commemorative shot glass from your grad school, but it certainly can be. You just need a small piece of bread, a small cup of juice or wine for each person worshiping with you, and we will share the sacrament of the Lord's Supper later in the service. We will also share our prayer requests with each other later in the service. So to share those prayer requests, you can simply send us a Facebook message or comment right now on this live video. And those prayer requests will make it to me in time for the sharing of joys and concerns later on in the service. We gather together for worship. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Shout with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come into God's presence with singing. We come before God as beloved children. With the confidence of children of God, let us humbly confess our sin. Holy and merciful God, In your presence, we confess our failure to be what you created us to be. You alone know how often we have sinned in wandering from your ways, in wasting your gifts, in forgetting your love. By your loving mercy, help us to live in your embrace and abide in your ways, for the sake of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Do not fear, says the Lord, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. By the grace of Jesus Christ, we are forgiven. Friends, forgiven and freed, we are beloved siblings, children of God. May the peace of Christ be with you. We have a show and tell this morning as we prepare for the scripture reading. Any kids who are watching will recognize today's scripture reading, because today we're going to read the Lord's Prayer, a slightly different version of that Lord's Prayer than we say on Wednesday nights when we're gathered together, but our kids at Covenant are learning the Lord's Prayer as we pray it together on Wednesday nights. Today's reading should sound pretty familiar to you. First, a show and tell here. These are emergency food packets that have arrived in Berlin, El Salvador, from the El Salvador central government. These packets of food are ready to distribute in Berlin. The coronavirus pandemic has pointed to some weak spots in the United States food supply chain. Weak spots especially around those labor-intensive ways of processing food, especially in the Midwest meatpacking plants, where it is so easy to spread the virus from one person to another. But our food system is not as fragile as the food system in El Salvador, where people live already much closer to hunger than many of us have ever been. Now in El Salvador, with markets closed to prevent the spread of the virus, there's no money to buy even the food that is available. And so people have needed emergency help, and some of that emergency help arrived in Berlin this last week. Sadly, that help arrived just as torrential rains were saturating the soil and leading to mudslides out in the surrounding areas around Berlin. And so we pray with extra heavy hearts for our neighbors in El Salvador. Covenant has committed funds to emergency food assistance in San Ysidro and as needed by the pastoral team in Berlin for any of the cantones that need the extra help. And so we pray that these packets and our gifts will continue to sustain life in Berlin and the cantons surrounding it. And here in the scripture reading is Jesus teaching us how to pray. We will begin with this prayer for illumination. Speak to us, living God, as you have spoken to your people through the ages. Through the voices of your prophets, the breath of your Spirit and the life of your Son, so that we may live according to your word, through Jesus Christ our Savior. Amen. The scripture reading is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 11, verses 1 through 13. Jesus was praying in a certain place, and after he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray as John taught his disciples." He said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone indebted to us. And do not bring us to the time of trial." And he said to them, "Suppose one of you has a friend, and you go to him at midnight and say to him, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived, and I have nothing to set before him.' And he answers from within, 'Do not bother me. The door has already been locked, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything.' I tell you, even though he will not get up and give him anything because he is his friend, at least because of his persistence, he will get up and give him whatever he needs. So I say to you, ask and it will be given you. Search and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who searches finds, and for everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. Is there anyone among you who, if your child asks for a fish, will give a snake instead of a fish? Or if the child asks for an egg, will give a scorpion? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We are starting a little 4-week series of readings today, looking not only at the Lord's Prayer in particular, but at prayer in general. While we continue to meet remotely, the Lord's Prayer is one of the ways to just carry church with you. It's a simple way to bring Jesus' presence and the way that we worship together throughout your daily life. The Lord's Prayer also works to teach us to pray. That's, I think, one of the things that Jesus wanted to do. As I said a couple of weeks ago, something we don't always think about is that prayer takes discipline. We don't only pray when we think we need something, or if we do only pray when we think we need something, there's a huge gap in our prayer life and our relationship with God. And at the same time, prayer is not some set of magic words that we somehow send out into the universe. Prayer is about our relationship with the God who is already present everywhere in the universe. So we're going to look at 4 teachings about prayer during the month of June, teachings that Jesus gave in the Gospel of Luke. So these topics are not necessarily going to align perfectly with the Lord's Prayer, that short version of the Lord's Prayer that we just read together. But Jesus is going to teach us about how prayer works, what prayer is like. Today we're going to talk a little bit about bread, why it is that Jesus asks us to pray for each day the bread that we need. Next week, Jesus is going to tell us a story that teaches us about forgiveness. And then the week after that, a story about justice. And the following week, a story about humility. So I want to talk just a little bit about where we are in Jesus' ministry. We're kind of dropping into the middle of the Gospel of Luke. The middle of the Gospel of Luke is actually near the end of Jesus' ministry. He's on this long, important journey toward Jerusalem, where when Jesus arrives in Jerusalem, he will eventually be killed and then raised again to new life. And Jesus has been teaching as he goes. Most recently, he taught about caring for our neighbors with that familiar parable of the Good Samaritan. And he has just sort of refereed a dispute between two sisters, Martha and Mary, about how to balance spending time with God and providing hospitality for those who are gathered in God's name. So what we know from Luke's Gospel is that Jesus prayed all the time. Anytime he was about to take some big action, make some big decision, Jesus would spend time in prayer. And it's likely that Jesus prayed with a sort of structure to his prayers. Now, people have been developing their own prayers, praying in their own words, since before Moses. But at the time of Jesus' ministry, prayer life was very much focused on God's presence at the temple in Jerusalem. And the life of prayer was structured around some daily rituals. The idea was to continue the relationship that Israel had as God's people, which was centered on the temple, but it was also understood that not everyone could make it to the temple. There were many Jews at the time who actually doubted that the temple as it was established at the time of Jesus even did things correctly, was even legitimate. And so there were groups such as the Pharisees who found ways to pray without the priests at the temple necessarily doing that for them. And that included some prayers that were sort of designed to replace the daily rituals that were still at that point taking place at the temple. So the people's relationship with God was built around the temple, but it was not dependent on the temple doing it right. It was not limited to the priests doing it correctly. It's kind of like the way that Peter talked to us a few weeks ago about Christians being a holy priesthood. He is borrowing that from other Jewish thinkers at the time. And Jesus, his prayer life sounds like it is very closely related to that tradition. Now, I'm not forgetting that Jesus himself is our relationship with God, that Jesus is God present with us in that particular familiar human form. Jesus' human life made God present within a specific human context. And it may be very fitting that Jesus made God present in the context of Judaism, shaped by the thought of those Pharisees who want to be a people worthy of living in God's presence. Now, none of us ourselves can be worthy of living in God's presence, but that's kind of the point, isn't it? Jesus' disciples knew that he was something special. Peter, not too long before this, had been able to finally say Jesus is the Messiah. Some of Jesus' disciples had even seen the glory of God overshadowing them on a mountain. But no one knew what it really meant to say that Jesus is the Son of God. So Jesus kept showing them. He kept showing them again and again, including by praying, probably praying with some kind of daily discipline and ritual, much like the Pharisees, and probably with a tangible sense of God's direct presence with him, like the disciples of John the Baptist saw in him. And so finally, the disciples ask Jesus for a lesson. Matthew tells us about a similar lesson from much earlier in Jesus' ministry. The lesson where, as that version of the Lord's Prayer was written down, that's the version that we continue to pray every week in worship, some of us every day together. But some of us need to hear a lesson more than once in order for the lesson to soak in. That is, all of us need to hear a lesson more than once before that lesson will soak in with us. So Jesus teaches this set of words that many of us have become very familiar with. It's the same set of words that I use to teach prayer. For instance, I always have a terrible assignment I give to confirmation classes, to say the Lord's Prayer every single day. The early church took the Lord's Prayer as kind of our first prayer book and said that your daily ritual of prayer is to say the Lord's Prayer every morning and noon and evening, again following the way that prayer was already well established in the Jewish community at the time that a Christian identity was starting to emerge within and beyond that community. So we teach our kids on Wednesday nights those same words as well, because Jesus uses these words to teach us how to pray. Now, Jesus doesn't care if we pray with precisely those words. He teaches us about prayer. We know that memorizing words is not the same as praying. What Jesus knows is that we learn to pray by praying. We learn to pray by praying perhaps the same words over and over again, even if it is this simple set of words. So here are just a few tips on praying. First, the Lord's Prayer is a good enough prayer. In Matthew, Jesus reminds us, as he teaches the Lord's Prayer, he reminds us that God already knows what we need, so we don't have to get all of the words and the specific requests right. I use a modern translation of the Lord's Prayer, not the 400-year-old King James Version that many of us who grew up in the church learned the first time. I use a more modern translation, so it's less like we're saying some kind of magic words, like those are the magic words that must be said. I also invite, when I'm teaching folks to pray, I invite folks to pray out loud. Now, God can hear the words that are already in our hearts, the words that don't even have words, that are deep within us. Paul tells us that the Holy Spirit prays with us in sighs that are too deep for words. But it helps us learn to pray, to put at least some of those words into our own voice, to let those words come out of our bodies, so that we can know that prayer is within us. Praying out loud, especially a very familiar prayer like the Lord's Prayer, it also makes sure that we say the whole thing. It invites us to slow down, to linger over that prayer as if it were a fine meal, and repeat that prayer again and again. Linger over that prayer like it's a meal and repeat it again and again. I think that's why Jesus teaches us to pray, "Give us each day our daily bread." We're not saying, "Please, Lord, give us independent means so we never have to worry about where our food is coming from." We're not praying, "Please feed me enough tonight so that I never have to eat again." Sometimes we imagine that prayer has to be huge, that any one prayer has to solve all the problems, that we have to address world peace and ask for an end to racism and to eradicate coronavirus. Jesus teaches us to pray for today. Sometimes those great big needs are what we need to pray for today. But Jesus wants us to know that sometimes what we need to pray for, all the time, what we need to pray for is bread. What we need to pray for is what we need that particular day. There is nothing so small that we can't pray for it. So we can ask God for this need right here, the need we have right now. That's not a teaching about living in the moment, although living in the moment is certainly nice for many of us whose moments are predominantly nice. It's about depending on God. It's about depending on God right now in this moment, not just in the great grand scheme of things. And that's what Jesus teaches us in the two teachings today that follow that abbreviated version of the Lord's Prayer. Maybe it's easy enough to follow that second teaching about fish and eggs, that Jesus invites us to call God Father because he wants us to trust God just as a child should be able to trust their parents. And wants us to know that, again, there's nothing too small to ask for. There is nothing too small that we should depend on God for it. And we can never ask too many times. Jesus tells this strange story about asking and asking again, as if God is sleepy and grumpy and we might ask for things too late in the day. That's human fathers you're thinking of there. Jesus wants us to remember to ask every time we need something. I think of Black, Indigenous, and people of color who have had to constantly over and over again remind us of the ways that the rules and the culture in the United States are specifically stacked against them. And I pray that God would give me ears today to hear every individual injustice. I think of our neighbors in San Ysidro and elsewhere surrounding Berlin who every year plant the corn and the beans that they desperately need to grow that year that they might be fed. Those who are praying every day for the bread they need literally that day. That is persistence in prayer. And there's something special in this story that Jesus tells us about persistence in prayer. Remember, the character in this story needs three loaves of bread because a friend has come to visit. This is a story about hospitality. Prayer is like hospitality. It's not just that a friend arriving, a traveler arriving in the middle of the night is a good reason to need more bread, but it's also the case that hospitality limits how much bread you can need. The neighbor doesn't come to say, "Please give me all the bread I could ever have." He says, "Give me enough bread to share with someone." And when you have a guest, you don't serve the guest everything in your pantry all at once. You serve them three meals a day, and you sit down and eat with them. Jesus is talking about bread because he knows it's what we need. He's talking about bread because he's ultimately talking about our relationship with God, a relationship that grows when we depend on God every step of the way, including at every meal. When we share the sacrament of the Lord's Supper in a few minutes from now, it's not going to be a very big meal. You'll probably need to eat again later on today. That's actually part of the point. We pray for bread so that we are always hungry for God, so that we are always able to see the ways that God provides for us, so that we are always able to share what God provides with others. Thanks be to God. Amen. Jesus says, "Ask and you will receive, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened to you." And so we lift up prayers for our neighbors, our loved ones, and our world. We lift up prayers for our neighbors in San Ysidro, in all the communities surrounding Berlin, and throughout the world who face hunger and natural disaster. We pray for Bernie Saylor. Bernie was moved on Wednesday from the hospital after 24 days in the hospital to Mercy Rehab Center in Clive. He will be there until he has had two negative COVID tests and he can return back home to the Scottish Rite. We pray for Rebecca Lalk, who is recovering from surgery last Thursday to open stents in her lungs. Rebecca is Barb Storjahan's niece. And we continue to pray for African American communities across the United States, for protesters, for the law enforcement officers sworn to serve and protect, for the political, civic, and union leaders who have power to enact change, that there may be accountability, that there may be safety, that there may be genuine reconciliation. We gather all these prayers before God. Lord of heaven and earth, we call on you with thanksgiving, and we come before you with all our heart. You alone deserve all our praise, and we call on your love and faithfulness for the sake of your name. We call to you trusting that you will answer. We pray for all who are sick, suffering, or struggling, especially for Bernie, for Rebecca, for the people of San Isidro. O Lord, increase the strength of those who are weak. We pray for those who govern nations and who hold power in the world, especially for law enforcement officers and those who lead and watch over them. Speak your words of wisdom and justice, and let there be ears to hear. We pray for those whose gifts of beauty and skill give glory to your name and joy to others. Guard them by your mercy. Lord God Most High, we pray for those who are weighed down by injustice, violence, or fear. Lift up the lowly and bring forth justice. We call on you for ourselves, in the midst of whatever trouble we may find ourselves in. Walk along with us and guide us in your service. We trust in your enduring love, made real for us in Jesus Christ. Amen. Every generous act of giving is itself a gift from God above. As we dedicate the gifts that we offer to God's service this week, we lift up the Ronald McDonald House Charities of Central Iowa. This is one of Covenant's youth's favorite organizations to work with. Ronald McDonald House provides a home away from home for families traveling to Des Moines seeking medical care for their children. They offer a place to call home at little to no cost so that families can stay together. Many families try to contribute what they can. The suggested donation is only $10 a night. Families contribute what they are able. In reality, the cost to house a family at Ronald McDonald House is just over $97 a night. But no family is ever turned away for their inability to pay. Last year, Ronald McDonald House of Central Iowa served 1,129 new and returning families at a cost of $639,000. Families covered 2.9% of that, but volunteers and donors contribute time, labor, meals, in-kind items, and monetary support. Our support goes a long way. The benefits of the Ronald McDonald House include being able to spend precious time with an ill child, ease of financial burden due to mounting medical bills, and time away from jobs or even loss of jobs, and a sense of normalcy and keeping families together during the medical crisis. Covenant's youth love to go to Ronald McDonald House and serve a meal there at least once every year. We weren't able to go and directly serve a meal there this year due to pandemic precautions, but we still were able to provide that meal and deliver it to Ronald McDonald House so that it could be served. Covenant and our mission partners continue to need your support. You can give online at wdmcovenant.org/donate or mail your check to the church. Will you pray with me? Almighty God, you feed us with the bread of life. Let our gifts share your generosity with all who are in need, so everyone might know your goodness. In Jesus' name, amen. Friends, we gather now for the joyful feast of the people of God. People will come from north and south and from east and west, and sit at table in the household of God. And so in the places where we gather today, east and west, north and south, we welcome Christ's presence as we share his holy meal. Beloved, may the Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. We give you thanks, O Lord, with all our heart. In the face of all that would claim our loyalty, we choose to sing praise only to you. Your love and faithfulness are revealed in all that you called into being, from the farthest wonders of space to the deepest mysteries of our hearts. You made a promise by your name that you would be faithful to your people forever, and you have always upheld your covenant. We celebrate especially the gift of your own Son, Jesus Christ, whom we confess as the Lord of life, who offers forgiveness and grace to all, who has called us once and always to return to you. Holy and blessed are you, O Lord, for you have come to care for those who are lowly and set right the broken ways of our world. By your Holy Spirit, you give us the gift of your presence through this meal that seals your promise within us. By your faithful love, make us one with all who share in this meal. Make good your purpose for all your people. In the name of Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. On a night that would end with betrayal, arrest, trial, and death, Jesus gathered with his disciples for a Passover feast. And while they were eating, Jesus took bread, blessed it, broke it, and gave it to them, and said, Take, this is my body. He took a cup. He gave thanks and gave it to them, and they all drank from it. He said to them, This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many. I assure you that I won't drink wine again until that day when I drink it in a new way in God's kingdom. And so when we eat this bread and we drink this cup, we proclaim Christ's death, we celebrate Christ's resurrection, we seek God's presence among us, and we wait for his coming in glory. Friends, this is the body of Christ, broken for you. Take and eat. This is the blood of Christ, shed for you. Take and drink. Let us pray. God our Father, you have given us the bread of life and the cup of salvation in the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ. Make your gift complete in us, so that our lives may fulfill your loving purposes for the sake of the whole world. Amen. Thank you. We have been fed, we have been filled with Christ's presence, and we are sent to share that presence and all God's blessings with others. Beloved, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. Thank you for listening. Learn more about our mission at wdmcovenant.org.